M-M-M-A-A-A-A-A-R-R-R-R.
This is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales, and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
Kelly, for handing over to me. My name is Mar Bell, and I'm going to be taking you through the next hour and a half here on Merseyland Alternative Radio. I'm going to be looking at bands from the 80s and 90s, the rock scene from the 80s and 90s, that is, which was predominantly down in town in places like the Wilsons, Freewheelers, Milo's, and so on. But there was also another place on Smithdown Road called the Dudley, and many people didn't know about this place, but there was actually a whole rock scene going down there as well. So I've brought some band music from there, and there's going to be a number of bands that you've never heard of, I hope so anyway. And a celebration of all that was good and the diversity of the music that was coming out of the region at that time as well. So the first track I've just played was Spider with Rock and Roll Forever We Last, and this next track now is from Export and it's called Wheeler Dealer. There with Wheeler Dealer. Now, one of the interesting things for me about putting together this show has been, unlike other shows where I could tell you about the album, the year it was released and so on, I know almost nothing at all about any of the bands I'm playing this afternoon. I did get to know one or two of the members of a few of the bands, but that's about it really. I think the music has to speak for itself, and that's one of the things that I'm going to really enjoy about laying this music on you, because some of it you will have heard, some of the bands you'll know and have loved in the past, but other bands you may have never known they were around at all, or maybe not known their name, but you'll recognise the track when you hear it. And that's, for me, that's one of the exciting things about music, is what's around the corner. And, you know, you could be at a music festival, for example, and then you hear something going off on another stage somewhere, and you go and discover one of the best bands you've ever heard, you know, but you never didn't know about them before. That's great. And I hope you get one or two of them from here. It's been a bit of a challenge because some people didn't make music to sell. They only made it to promote themselves for the gigs themselves. And the varying qualities of recording levels and so on. I've done my best to balance everything out, and all the stuff that I'm playing, I'm sure, is quite acceptable. And let's just enjoy ourselves, shall we? So I'm going to hand you on anyway. The next track is by a band called Onion.
You use your conviction to cast a doubt on me. If ever a coldness grows at the sharp end that I meet, on the edge of the blade you hold, with the forked tongue that you speak, I can feel you eating up my mind. Only when you witness the blister will we hide. Just a missing link we're in desperate need to find. Only when they listen clearly do you refuse to talk. The silence led you a wayward path, now still you walk the walk. Can't you see I'm trying to fit? Only to save face, I can't comprehend the situation, lost without a trace. Even when I'm in control, I seem to miss the pace. Even when I fall from sorrow, only to live through by grace. Can't you see I'm trying to fit?
A bit of rock music to shake the jumbled consciousness of New Year's Day, eh? Anyway, that was Onion, and I'm going to go straight on. The next track is by a band called Rage. Now, Rage nearly made it big time, I think, and such a shame that they didn't. You know, I did see them on the television once or twice, and the music was great. There were regular players in town, and, well, what can I say? They were all the rage.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from Liverpool to the northwest of England, North Wales and beyond, this is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on AM and online at mar.me.uk. You can contact us through Facebook by searching MAR Pirates, email mar@rock.com, or text 07504 464 678. MAR, the continuing sound of free radio.
Merseyland Alternative Radio.
And there you go. The next track up is by a band called Gorilla Farm. Very Lemmy-influenced rock music. I think from the scribbled piece of paper that comes with the insert that this track may or may not be called Mona. Either way, it's a killer track. Here we go.
Yeah.
Gorilla Farm for you, and a track which I think may have been called Mona. Great music anyway. Now the next band I'm going to play, they were called Blue Cheese, or Blue Cheese from Space, and I believe there was an even longer version of the name which I won't go into here. Anyway, they were a blues orientated semi-psychedelic band, very heavy guitars. I really like them. And they used to play at the other venue that I used to go to, one that a lot of people didn't know about at the time, and that was the venue called The Dudley on Smithdown Road. We used to go and see all sorts of bands. There was a band called Nomad that I tried to get a recording, but I've totally failed. If they're still about, then thanks. It was great music at the time. Anyway, this band, Blue Cheese, they played blues-orientated, weird music. But occasionally they did a cracking cover. They used to do Arthur Brown's Spell on You, which was always a brilliant one. This one is covered by, I think they were called Quantum Leap or Quantum Jump, and this is The Lone Ranger. Blue Cheese and The Lone Ranger. And the next track I'm going to play is by a band called Zeitgeist, I saw them in Planet X and I was totally bowled over by them. I think the track that I remember most was called something like XLR8R, and it was spelt with letters and numbers instead of the words. But they did almost make it. One of the many bands that nearly climbed out of the Liverpool scene and made it big. They were close as close can be. They got a track out there on the radio called Human Zoo, which was nearly the making of them, and I've managed to get hold of that track. So here it is. I did become friends with the guitarist, Mark. So if you're out there, Mark, then great one. Thanks for the entertainment and love the music. Cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Zeitgeist there with Human Zoo. Fantastic track. Next track up is by a band that I know absolutely nothing about at all, apart from their name. Their name used to be written all over the place. I think it's one of the most graffitied names I saw around, along with the Pies. They're called Valley Crucis. Valley Crucis there, and another of the tracks, like many today, that I don't actually know the name of. I've managed to get hold of demos. Demo tapes often came without track listings, and that was no exception. But I do remember the darkness of that track, you know. They were one of those bands that were there first, I think, with that kind of doomy, dark, low-slung rock music. I really liked it because I preferred sort of faster music myself at the time, but, you know, I could sit back and appreciate a band like that when they played. I did like it. It was very tight. And they're playing from the heart, so what more can you want? All acts of creation are positive actions, as you know. Now, the next band up is called Unrest, and I know all about them playing up and down the country because I was the guitarist in the band. I'm going to include it because I'm part of the music of the 80s and 90s scene as well. Of course, after seeing people like Sliced Bread and Jimmy the Greek, Indian, Vendetta and all the other bands like that that used to play the Wilsons, the Milos and so on, it was inevitable that I would pick up a guitar and go out there myself and go and make a big noise. That's what I like doing. So this track is called Human Waste, and it's an instrumental track, but I like it because it shows what three people can do when they get together to make a noise. Okay, so that was Unrest with Human Waste. I'm going to go back to the Dudley now. Now, there was a band there that used to practice regularly, but I only ever saw them perform three times, and every time was totally amazing. This was most underrated band, in my opinion, around. Unfortunately, of the two CDs that I've managed to get of their material, I reckon that this next track is the only one that I could actually play on the radio. For a variety of reasons, I wish I could play you some of the other tracks, but I tried to come to terms with it, and I'm just sure that it's beyond the pale of what's acceptable, even on pirate radio, to broadcast. So I would tell you to go out and find some of this band. They're called Splatman. They used to perform very occasionally, but when they did, like I say, it was a special occasion. It was a live experience, and that was for sure. So one track may have started with clinking bottles and tables and chairs, and it would fade away from that into the actual track. But live, about 12 people would jump up on stage with tables and chairs and bottles and start rattling them around the microphones and chatting and singing and dragging the tables and chairs away from the stage gradually so that they faded away and the music came through. I mean, it was a concept, I know, and it was an amazing concept at that. They were completely hat stand, but they were great musicians. So this is Splatman, and the only track that I can play you, that I know I can play and get away with, is called Captain, I Want Cheese.
Well, I'm in solitary with 20 other men, and I don't want to do it again. Well, as usually in the dark, I have no such fears. When some noisy convict villain twist me by his, I'm the captain.
I want cheese.
I'm the captain.
I want cheese.
Blackman there, and Captain, I Want Cheese. Now, the next band are called Damascus, and they were more of the traditional pub circuit kind of rock music that many examples of which came from the Merseyside area. I don't know who they were or whether they formed other bands or not. Maybe you know more about this than I do. But it was just one of those bands that when I was 18 and 19, I used to go out and see in town, and I really buzzed off them. So here you go, track by Damascus. And it's called This Is It.
You
Damascus, and This Is It. Well, we're coming up to the hour, and I'm hoping you're enjoying yourself as much as I am listening to this music. We're covering the Liverpool music rock scene of the 1980s and 90s. The next band up are at the punkier end of the rock music, but still very much a rock band in the pub circuits. And they were a wicked band at their time. Again, another band that could have gone on to other things. They're a band called Insider, and this track is called Toe the Line.
I woke up this morning, took a look at the clock, and it was 4 PM. Do I come to the mirror, do I go back to bed? I know I'll find an answer soon. You take my money. I roll it up. Money.
Insider there with Toe the Line. Now, our next track, I'm going to dip a little bit further back in time. I never saw these people live myself. 1972, I believe they were formed. They're called Nuts, and they toured the world quite a lot. They had 6 or 7 albums out, and they had their time in the limelight. And it's good rock and roll music, that's what I can say. So here we go, Nuts with Ain't No Thanks to You. There with Ain't No Thanks to You. They were a great band and they toured extensively. They played with Black Sabbath. There's some great stuff on the Old Grey Whistle Test, so if you go and have a look on YouTube, you can find that. And I believe that they were actually offered to be managed by Led Zeppelin's Peter Grant. I wonder why. They do sound remarkably like Led Zeppelin, don't they? Only with their own initial twist on it. but I'm sure that the fans of Led Zeppelin would have been fans of Nuts as well at the time. Right, well, moving on to our next track, I'm going to move back down into the Wilsons now, and one of my absolute favourite bands of the time down there, which was called Vendetta, and this is one of their fantastic tracks called Losing Control. There and Losing Control. Vendetta were my personal favourites of the bands that were down there, although Sliced Bread, and didn't manage to get a track by Sliced Bread, but they were right up there, and Jimmy the Greek. And in fact, there were many bands that I just want to name a couple of them here, because, you know, if you ever come across them, I would love to get hold of copies of some of these people. I've named two already. There was a band called Badger that hardly anyone seems to remember. They used to have a track that was something like "Come on, Vicar, show us your meat," and the guy ran round with a big strap-on dildo, and it was all hilarious anyway. But the music was fantastic, and I'm wondering if there's any connection with a rather famous Badger that went on to be in other bands. Anyway, who else? Hammerfist. I nearly got hold of a tape of Hammerfist. Hammerfist were like Spinal Tap came to play in the Wilsons, and I absolutely adored it. I laughed and I cried in equal amounts, but they were thoroughly entertaining. But it really was Spinal Tap. It was amazing. And before Spinal Tap came out, I think. Anyway, ahead of their time. And there's many other bands as well. Jimmy the Greek, did I mention? Anyway, let's move on, because there's not a great deal of time left. We've got half an hour left with you. The next track I'm going to play is by a band called Genghis. We'll be right back.
Merseyland Alternative Radio goes on. Goes on.
That was Genghis there and a track which I don't think I'm allowed to swear on radio, even if it's pirate radio. So that was F At It. You can fill in the blank for the F if you want. And I'm going to move along to the next band, which is again back in the heavier, punkier end of the world. And this band is called Decoder. Decoder there with one of their tracks. I don't know what the name is. Again, Lost in Time. A handful of demos that I've managed to get from various sources, and that was the best I could do for them. But I thought they deserve a shout because they were there in the early 90s. I really enjoyed the music. And again, it reminds me a bit of the Smashing Pumpkins. I don't know whether you would agree with me on that one. But the music was good and shows, again, one of the things I've noticed pulling together this track list for the show today was the breadth and the range of sound and the type of bands that were available in the rock scene. Everything from punk and thrash right the way through to good old southern boogie style chug rock. It was all there, and we were very spoilt for choice, and I enjoyed every bit of the band scenes and going out at least, I don't know, three times a week to go and see what was out there. And most of the time I didn't know who was playing at the event. I just turned up knowing it was going to be good. The next band up are The Original Sin, and this track is called The Shadow. We're about 20 minutes, I think, before a handover, so I hope you enjoy the last tracks I've got for you today.
Silence!
original sin there with The Shadow. I've got about 10 minutes before I hand you over now to Paul J today. I'm going to play you a couple more tracks. This first one, I'm going to make my last visit to the Dudley. And we're going to play a track now by the Space Pirates called Sniffing Dog, which is actually an Osric Tentacles track. Again, there's nothing's really survived of any great quality of them, but I want to play you a track because I want you to know that the Space Pirates were out there and were very much part of the rock scene. They were quite psychedelic, rocky, and the sound, like I say, they're covering an Osrix track. They were quite out there with the Osrix, and I enjoyed them immensely. So here we go then, it's the Sniffing Dog. There you go then, the Space Pirates with Sniffing Dog and Osric Tentacles cover, taking me almost to the very end of my show today. I'm going to hand you over in a second to Paul J today. I've got one more track to play. I hope you've enjoyed me playing these tracks. I've gone out there and done my best to find you all the demos and dug up all sorts of tracks there from bands that used to be around in the 80s, the 90s, did the sweeps of all the clubs that we used to go and hang out in. And I thought it deserved a play because look how much music there is out there. You know, we really were spoiled for choice, as I've said before. And there were some missing names. I couldn't find any Sliced Bread. I couldn't find any Hammerfist. And who knows about the Vicar song with Badger. I'm sure I didn't make it all up in my own mind. Anyway, here we go for the last track now. This is a band called The Fire Charmers that were around in the 90s and the end of the 80s. And I thought I'd leave you with them. Track number two. Who knows what it is, but The Fire Charmers were a great band, quite commercial rock. And I'll leave you with this, and hopefully I'll see you again in the future. If not, take care of yourselves. Enjoy the new year. I hope you have a great one ahead of you. And that's it. Ta-ra from me. Ta-ra now.